In the New Testament Gospel of Jesus Christ, according to Luke chapter 10, verse 42, Christ spoke to Martha, saying, "But one thing is needful." Please listen to missionary Richard Yerby in Japan as he now explains what that one thing is that you need above all other things in life.
Christ is all I need. Jesus is all I need. God's Savior, Christ Jesus, is all I need. Christ created me, so I am His, you see. Mankind's Creator, Christ, is all I need. Christ was crucified for me. Jesus died. I love Christ so. Jesus is mine, I know. My precious Lord Jesus is all I need. His shed blood for sins, cleansing I humbly plead. Christ prepared a mansion for me above. My precious Lord is my first love. You who know not your Creator God, it greatly behooves you to right now call upon Him in the following manner, in all sincerity of heart. My Creator God, please reveal Thy existence unto me. Please shine Thy true light into my darkened heart to enlighten me. Reveal unto me Thy presence, Thy glory, Thy holiness, Thy sanctity, Thy righteousness, Thy purity, Thy wrath and anger upon sinful men, along with Thy loving kindness, rich mercy, grace, and compassion, with which Thou dost desire to save me from Thy eternal retribution that awaits me due to my sins. Right now, please deliver me from all evil and make me fully free. Amen. Listen to the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Luke chapter 10, verse 38, as Jesus is walking along with some friends. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Verse 39, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. You please pray in all sincerity. Lord Jesus Christ, please teach and guide me to sit at thy feet and hear thy word by reading thy holy Bible and listening to God the Holy Spirit speaking to my heart, teaching me its meaning as I read it. Right now, please cause me to listen attentively to uncouth missionary Richard preaching hellfire and brimstone. Amen. Now, verse 40, but Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Now, you please think seriously on Christ's reply to Martha. Here in verse 41, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Christ called her name twice for the purpose of gaining her full attention, because the words he proclaims are most important to Martha and also to you. Right now, though I cannot call you by name right now, you please listen ever so seriously to Jesus speaking to Martha and to you for all eternity. Never before in all the history of mankind has the human race been as busy and caring about and troubled by so many things as the people in advanced nations are today. Not a moment to spare as economic animals give their lives to making the most money possible, and then enjoying the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which they buy with that money. Multitudes addicted to fascinating high-tech devices find it most difficult, almost impossible, to put those devices aside for any amount of time. People's minds are crammed full of worldly thoughts, not a second to spare to consider their Creator God. Televised newscasts put every major trouble occurring worldwide right before your very eyes. And this world's troubles are steadily increasing in number and severity in this end time age. However, when instantaneously a person unexpectedly suddenly faces a deadly tsunami, tidal wave, tornado, rising floodwaters, raging, fast-moving fire, or is squeezed under a building flattened by an earthquake, or any such death-dealing disaster, all business and fun instantly flees from the mind, replaced by one thought only: I don't want to die. I don't want to perish. So, my friend, right now, lend your mind and your thoughts fully to verse 42, where Christ Jesus proclaims, "But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." You please earnestly ask your Creator, my Creator God in heaven, please teach me clearly and exactly what is the one thing that is needful to me. Amen. The writer of the New Testament book of Acts called the name of Jesus Christ to the attention of the rulers and elders of Israel in chapter 4, verse 10, and in verse 12 declares this vital truth: "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." You might ask, saved from what? That answer is, saved from perishing eternally in hell, fire, and brimstone, where people who shut their Creator God out of their life while on earth afterward weep and gnash their teeth in tormenting flames forever, no end, no remedy, no release. God the Son, Jesus Christ, Savior for mankind, will save you from that most tragic eternal fate if only you will choose Christ and His salvation and His never-ended blessedness. And Mary hath chosen that good part, it says. My friend listening to me now, please declare the following unto your Creator. My Creator God in heaven, right now please work powerfully in my heart to overcome all opposition against Thee. Please enable me to genuinely choose Jesus Christ in faith, thereby choosing His pleasures forevermore. Amen. Listen to the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. "I call heaven and earth to record against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Please pray. Abba, Father in heaven, please enable me to choose life and blessing. Please save me from death and cursing. Please work godly sorrow and a repentant heart within me regarding my sins against God and mankind. Grant me true faith to trust in God the Savior, Jesus Christ, as my own personal Savior. Amen. Reading again from Luke, that good part which shall not be taken away from her, you please pray. Savior for mankind, Jesus Christ, I worship Thee as Almighty God. I confess that Thou art altogether good and also perfect. I praise Thy great and mighty name, that no power nor any living creature can take me away from Thee, as Thou dost save and keep me by Thy almighty power. Please guard over my soul to save me from ever leaving or forsaking Thee. Please keep me safe forever in Thy tender loving care. Amen. This ending song proclaims a person's need for our Creator God and pleads for God's help and blessing. As you listen to it soon, please cry out from your heart to God that these are your earnest confessions and your sincere requests for Almighty God's help, salvation, and blessings. Fellow Christian, be a fisher of men's eternal souls. We blood-bought, born-again Christian children of God have a grave duty to warn wicked people to flee the fierce wrath of God that is soon to come upon them. Come judgment day, their blood will be on our hands if we fail to warn them when opportunity affords us. God forbid that we be too cowardly to call upon lost souls around us to repent. Please intercede in prayer for the many Japanese Buddhist lost idol worshipers to whom I daily preach Christ out in public as I travel through various areas in Japan, holding forth the word of life. Back in March 2011, as the large Fukushima tsunami tidal wave pushed ashore, killing thousands, a news helicopter from just a few yards overhead filmed the tidal wave overwhelming and drowning a Japanese family who were ever so desperately trying to flee away in their car on a highway. Many people throughout Japan witnessed that tragedy live on TV as it occurred, and then many more people saw it as it was repeatedly aired afterward. Ever so tragic, his souls dying without Jesus Christ as salvation, thus perishing forever. God forbid that we Christian messengers be dumb watchdogs that cannot bark out a warning. Christian friend, please invite every lost soul you possibly can to listen to or read this sermon on my website. That URL is christisall.us. Separate those three words with two dashes. Christ-is-all.us. My Creator and Savior, God the Son, Jesus Christ, saved me from going into eternal perdition, saving me unto eternal blessedness with Him, presently, totally fulfilling my every need and longing while I'm here on earth, making me the most happy person on earth. You please bear in mind that Jesus loves you. He died for you, and He is coming again in judgment and to rule and reign forever. It behooves you to prepare to meet thy God now while it's a day of salvation by trusting in Jesus Christ to save you.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee every hour. Enjoy your pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thine indeed, thou blessed Son. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour.